We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball gets a chance to take center stage at the winter meetings. Those winter meetings are in San Diego. And when you think San Diego, there's one last name you think of. And that last name is Gwynn. And joining us on the line here at radio.com sports MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Tony, first of all, welcome in. And how great is it that this place where you still are, where you're doing broadcasts for the Padres, is hosting all of Major League Baseball this week at the winter meetings?
First and foremost, good morning, Kevin. It's pretty cool. I mean, San Diego doesn't get to be on the main stage often, all-star games. We've had the winter meetings here before, but this year it's been pretty cool, and especially because there's actually been some action that's gone on. You know, last couple winter meetings it's been dull because there's been no movement anywhere. This has been a little change of pace for baseball, and it's good. Baseball's in the off-season. People are talking about it. And it's large part due to the movement in free agency, I think.
Yeah, it goes back to the way it was a few years back where the winter meetings were kind of this centerpiece where you would expect the biggest event of your offseason to happen there, and it just happened. Gerrit Cole is a New York Yankee, and that is the signing that can set the tone for the rest of the offseason. So do you think that this is just the beginning? Now you're going to see a lot more free agents that will go ahead and sign early this offseason?
It's hard to say because you're a little skeptical because of how we've seen things operate the last two off seasons. Obviously, a guy like Gerrit Cole coming off the board, I mean, Zach Wheeler coming off the board even before we got to winter meetings, makes you hopeful that you will see a guy's kind of start coming off the board even quicker now that the big dogs, so to speak, are off the board. But you're hesitant because of, you know, we expect that the guys, the Gerrit Coles of the world, the Zach Wheelers, they're going to come off the board because their selection seems to be a few teams because of how much money we're talking. But I'm hopeful that it is. I'm hopeful that guys will start coming off the board and we can continue to have a buzz going in the offseason.
It's been fun to see all that money thrown around at Gerrit Cole and all that money thrown around at Steven Strasburg. And in Milwaukee, fans here are accustomed to the fact that those are not contracts that you can give to pitchers here. What do you do if you're the Brewers and you can't sign a Strasburg or a Cole? What is out there that the Brewers can have that can help their pitching staff right now?
That's a good question. There are some pitchers. See, when Padres are kind of in the same boat that Milwaukee is, right? They're never going to be able to spend that top tier, although they've surprised us the last two offseason, bringing in Machado, bringing in Hosmer. But just generally speaking, they're not usually going to be in those conversations. So I think the Brewers do a great job with their analytic team because you really have to lean on those type of tools in order to identify the guys that are going to benefit your squad. I think the Brewers were kind of at the forefront of the bullpen and how they go about using it. I think long-term, they're, as you mentioned, Kevin, they're going to have to get a starter. They're going to have to get some guys that can get deep in the game because ultimately it saves your bullpen. And the way they're going about it now, especially during a regular season, can kind of be taxing. So there are some guys out there, I think, that fall into that line as far as the money that we're talking. But I think they've done a great job being able to put the roster together as they have with the funds that they have to use.
It's interesting, too, because David Stearns did a little bit of work earlier in this offseason, and he did acquire a pitcher in a trade. It was actually with the Padres. So if there's anybody that can give us a good scouting report on Eric Lauer, the pitcher, and for that matter on Luis Urias, the infielder, it'd be you. What do you think of those two guys?
I like both of the guys. I think Eric... although he's moving to a much more hitter-friendly park, I think he's one of those guys that if you allow him the opportunity to show he can handle the workload, I think he's going to do better. Here in San Diego, they had a strict kind of pitch count on him, innings limitation on him, I think. A lot of times, Andy Green wasn't willing to let him go deeper in the games, even when he had low pitch counts. And I think over time, that kind of wore on Eric. And then he wanted to be even more perfect because he knew if it wasn't that way, he wasn't going to get a chance to pitch deep into the game. So I like Eric. He competes. He's not overpowering, but he uses the strike zone effectively. And I think the more he starts to hone being able to command the baseball, not with just his fastball, but the changeup he has. And he's also got to he also has to find a way to better that breaking ball. If he can start snapping that slider a little bit better so that it's a little bit of a change from the cutter, I think he could be very effective. And Luis Urias, I think, has a boatload of talent ahead of him. I think he had his opportunities here, and in the short stint that he had, he just wasn't able to really get going offensively. But I think in a ballpark like Milwaukee, I think being surrounded by hitters that the Brewers have, I think he can be good. Remember, he's young. He's really young, and we've seen guys come into their skill set a little bit later in their careers. This guy is 21, 22 years of age, so he's got a shot to be a really good ball player. Defensively, he's as good as it gets. He can play short. He can play second. He plays them equally well. I think this is a guy Brewers fans will be able to get behind.
Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. from the winter meetings. There is no experience, I think, like the winter meetings, because even the All-Star Game or the World Series has this base around action, some sort of action on the field. For the winter meetings, yeah. The event is the event. And can you describe for someone who's never experienced it just the sheer amount of baseball and baseball people that are concentrated in this one spot?
If you love baseball, this is the epicenter of it right here. I mean, you want to be here. All the guys you see on TV, whether it's the Ken Rosenthal, the Jeff Passans of the world, the Buster Olneys, they're all here, and they're all working. So, like, especially the way they have it here in San Diego. Last year it was in Vegas, so it was really spread out. There was a chance you wouldn't see anybody. Here, everything is right there. Players, coaches, GMs. They all have to walk through the lobby at some point, so you can see them firsthand. And especially with the amount of action that's going on, everybody's in a pretty jovial mood. You know, last year it seemed like everybody was kind of somber and there was not a lot of action going on. I've seen so many smiles and laughters from GMs and managers and coaches. It seems like this is a much better atmosphere this year. Maybe it's San Diego, but this is the place you want to be, certainly, if you've never attended one.
Joe was trying to get us out there. Joe, our producer, Joe Zanzola, was like, let's just do the show from the winter meetings. And it couldn't make it happen.
There's so many folks out here. I mean, it would have been – there's plenty of room for you guys if you guys could have made it happen, no doubt.
Well, he just wanted to go to Old Town and eat food. That's all it was.
They got some good Mexican restaurants in Old Town.
They do.
Tony Gwynn Jr., really appreciate it. Thanks for the insights, and enjoy the rest of these winter meetings.
All right, you guys have a good one.
That is Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz Vans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.